Hey, welcome in November 4th, chatting with Jim McKinney right now. I want to make a couple of announcements first. We're not really sure who won the election at this point. I've had a number of very interesting conversations about that with some of the folks on this site, specifically Doc, and also with Jimmy earlier. I want to say one thing. I'm taking 2 weeks off. I'm not forgetting about anybody. We're going in a new direction. The new direction is going to be called Back to Basics. Going to be talking a little bit more about what I know, and that is the resource industry. After 40 years, Lord knows I know that. Going to talk a little bit about politics. We have a new terms of engagement on this site, and that is absolutely no more conspiracy theories. It's offending an awful lot of people, and so I don't want to do that because that's losing listeners for Corey, and this is all about him as far as I'm concerned. Jimmy, let's talk about the election first. One of the reasons that I'm going back to doing one hour of radio on Back to Basics is because I think the country is going to have to do that right now. It is so depressing if you look at what's going on politically right now. We do have to get back to basics. We have to do things that are good for ourselves and good for society. Going to start that out the following weekend, not this coming weekend, but next weekend. In the meantime, you guys out there, please give Corey all the support that you can. Jimmy, what do you think about Back to Basics, and what do you think about what's going on in the country right now?
Well, we expect it to be some confusion with all the mail-in balloting. That definitely has created a problem. The faith and trust in our system is sorely broken because, in fact, there's just too many questions, and there was stoppage of vote count last night, and we had, you know, some races that were looking trending one way and then turned back another way after very strange issues, especially in Michigan. You know, you can't really have one district have 100% vote for Biden and not a single vote for Trump and post it on the websites. Those are strange. And then, of course, early call of Arizona, and that's not been completed yet. And it really has, the entire process has been disrupted through the COVID and then the economic impact. And that's, I think it's really unfortunate. There's going to be no back to basics because people aren't going to be, I mean, you can try and I know you want to and will do well, a good job at it. But the bottom line is, you know, we've crossed the Rubicon in some of these areas of misinformation and confusion with the tech companies and some of the you know, the way the media has really suppressed a lot of information this election cycle. And it shows with this confusing result.
You know, it shows a lot. And my concern is there's only one person in the world who I can control. I can't control CFS. I can't control you, out of the box, Jerry. I can only control myself. The only way that I can maintain a semblance of sanity is to control myself and control my own actions. I don't want to get too far out there. I don't want to get too far out there in terms of this election. What happens is going to happen. I certainly hope that Donald Trump ends up in the long run winning it. As I was chatting with Doc this morning, we believe that our country is on the precipice of, you know, kind of a bad situation if Trump doesn't win. And the only reason that I have to say that is because, as you all know, I'm very concerned about moral values. I don't see a lot of positive moral values in anarchy. I don't see a lot of positive moral fiscal values right now. With our audience, I think the moral values are very definitely there. But in terms of society, when you have the type of anarchy that existed last night, November 3rd, specifically in Washington, D.C., with Antifa and Black Lives Matter, to me, that's a little bit interesting. What I find to be really interesting is we have some new laws in Oregon, according to the internet this morning. Number one, heroin is no longer considered to be an illegal drug. And number two, LSD is no longer considered to be an illegal drug. And number three, there are other street drugs that are now clarified as being legal. I just have to kind of wonder about that. That's all. Comments, Jimmy?
Yeah, I wonder about it too. I'm definitely going to stay away from Oregon. I mean, if Portland and the Antifa riots weren't enough, I'm going to stay away. I don't even want to drive through it anymore. What I see happening is these progressive states continuing to, and what you've seen from these election results are, bluer states maintaining it or turning even bluer, and redder states turning redder. And then the swing states, a real fight in the middle. And with some of these policies that the progressives are taking, I mean, in the long term, it's going to devastate their economies. Jay Inslee's policies, the taxing, the different issues that are happening here in Washington State, what's been going on with taxes, homeless crisis in California, that's driving people out of these states. It's driving businesses out of these states. The lockdowns have been really devastating people. They're not going to be able to meet their financial requirements. It's going to really cause deeper problems, and that disturbs me. And I do want to follow up with the election. I mean, we've said this, I've said this for a long time. Joe Biden, the fact that he is even in the running is stunning to me. He is probably, in my opinion, the least capable and the most unlikely Democratic candidate ever in history. He's 77-year-old white guy, and that's certainly not where the Democratic Party was going. And somehow he managed to pull this off, but primarily because nobody would question him on any of the issues. He is not capable of carrying out a conversation or a thought for any period of time. He is not capable of making decisions. Every foreign policy decision he's made in the past is dangerous. He has said he's going to, he's campaigning on taking back the Trump tax cuts, which actually favored the lower end of the spectrum and middle-income people, and allowed, tax benefits to corporations so they'd come back to the United States. Those are really unfortunate and strange policies that people would just support blindly and against a guy that really is at the end of his life cycle, really, honestly. It's very strange to me.
Well, Jimmy, the only comment I can make on what's going on is that the opposition was simply too well organized, too well funded, and too large. And rather than complain about it at this moment in time, the point that I want to make is we can still make our lives very good. Nobody can change Al Carlin. Nobody can make Al Carlin can become a corrupt individual. Nobody can make Al Carlin not want to continue to help his fellow man. That's just what I'm the way I'm made, and that's the way that I am. And you're going to see some real interesting changes in my portion of this radio program starting in a couple of weeks. Going to be positive, only going to be helpful, going to be what works for me, and hopefully what works for other people. And I certainly will take comments, but the comments cannot be offensive anymore. We just can't do that. This is a very good little business for Corey, and I don't want to see anything jeopardize that. Corey is a very smart, intelligent, well-meaning individual, a very good guy. I will not let anybody hurt his audience, and I certainly won't let anybody hurt my audience. I love you guys, but you guys are all very smart, and you know exactly what I am talking about. Back to Basics is going to start here in a couple of weeks. Then we will certainly know the outcome of this election. I have decided in terms of my life is going to focus on doing good for other people, taking advice from other people, amassing a cadre of guests that feel the same way that I do. Jimmy, you got the final word.
The most important thing that we can do is continue to protect free speech and different ideas.
Of
And
course.
that's what I would recommend we do, that we continue to talk and let people have an open conversation and an opportunity to express their views. And without that, we've silenced and we will fail as a nation and as a people.
Open conversations, Jimmy, and the Second Amendment are incredibly important to me, and I hope they're important for every other American. We did build a very good country. I think, in a sense, we've slipped a couple of notches, and I wish that Trump had the type of personality where he could have fought a better fight without offending other people. I'm not saying he's not a good guy. I'm saying his personality is such that it's pretty hard not to be the prettiest baby in the nursery. Mr. McKinney, thank you so much, sir.
Yeah, talk to you later, Al.